cause another minute to sign up. And it's late, we can start. Let's just get that going again. Fine, we can start today. We're really trying to understand in the relationship between Knesset Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aspect of Chosen and Akala, that relationship, Shir HaShirim. We were focusing very specifically on the aspect of Ishtei Kegufei. You know that in marriage there's this concept of Ishtei Kegufei, each one's equal, but one has, other one has a complete equal relationship. We wanted to see how does that express itself in our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's infinite and all powerful in, and we're not. So how does that manifest? So we said that manifests in Bechira. In the aspect of Tzelem Elokim, which is more than just Bechira, but that aspect of Tzelem Elokim that we have, that's called and we saw that even the Bechira to govern Yad HaShem Moshe, even the Bechira to Kaviyachol go against Hashem. Hashem wanted to take the Torah away, Moshe Rabbeinu fought to keep it. And that's really, we see a very important part of our Tachlis, is to use our Bechira sometimes, even Kaviyachol, when it seems that Hashem is somehow fighting against us, which he's not, but it seems that he is to mitgaber and fight, to keep whatever we can. Good example, for example, I mean, everyone, there's libraries full of stories like this. Libraries full of stories like this. So the hidden through God is what people would better do. We're about to see a story now that just every time I read it, I've read it dozens of times, and it's just, it's spine chilling. It's almost unbelievable. If the story doesn't change you, then there's very little hope for you. You have to internalize it, but it's a most meridicamaisa. Plenty examples of this. He brought the example of his mother. They kept Shabbos in Auschwitz by wearing their clothes inside out, and then changing it out for Shabbos. So we're gonna go. It's just to illustrate, just to show examples, illustrate, because a very hard concept. We're fighting against Hashem. What does it mean? So we few examples to try and just make that concept a little bit more real. And this story is just beyond anything. It's actually two stories. A story, and then a story within a story. Okay, so I'm on the pay base, and let's try and see if we can get through this the mice today, and see what we can learn from it. The Gittos Europa hakfushu b'yanatzim hukmer machtele shel bnei yeshiva shemesade hayatzir b'shem atisiyah. There was a group of bochrim in the ghetto of Europe, I don't know which ghetto it was, that had gone underground, group of yeshiva bochrim, young boys, 15, 16, whatever, that had gone underground, and were led by a certain young boy called Matisyahu, who noted Lemishpacha Viennit Mubalit. He was born to an assimilated Viennese family. Despite all his father's terrible opposition to this, he became a very serious Baal. He left Vienna eventually and he moved to Poland. Sham Nichnas Lenol Bishiva, the Oile Misale Belimana Torah. He went to learn in one of the Polish yeshivas, I don't know which one, and he grew and grew, and you'll see he became a leader. Kashe ishtaltlu ha-Germanim ha-Polin, kines metisyal ha-Sanosha vo'im aleim. This group that he gathered together, that he was the leader of now, this underground bunch of yeshiva bochim that was sitting and learning, turned around to him and said like this, gzeru ha-Germanim la-Gayel sa la-Zakad ha-Pes l'chal shabuz gzeru shmadhei. These decrees of the Germans that we have to shave our beards, we have to cut our payas, and we have to machal Shabbos, that's Zeru Shmad. So that is a din Shmad. We're not going to listen to them. We're not giving in. Nered lemachteres, we're going to go down into one of the bunkers, we're going underground. Nishmo la zokin v'payas, nishmo Shabbos, v'nemo Torah kol oid ruach chayim v'payim. We're going to go, we're going to keep the Torah, we're going to keep our beards and our payas, and keep Shabbos and learn Torah. Kolzman, we have a bit of breath left in us. Nakdis esh chayenu lavoides Hashem ad rega achrei. That's what they did. They went underground. Now, this is just like pshu. It's astounding. Vein achurvus shenoisu la'acha churban ha-ghetto. In one of the ruins, after the war, after the ghetto, nimtza yomono shel echad ha-yehudim. Mihashidim achreinim shel haMatisyahu veKopskim. Matisyahu's group was called the Matisyahniknim. They were whatever named after their leader. They were a group that were known the Matisyahu of the Voksim, whatever you want to break the teeth on the Russian of that. he was one of the last, one of the last remnants of this group, and he wrote a diary. He was moments away from imminent death, and he had the presence of mind to write it. You have to read this diary. This is the most mind-boggling thing I've ever heard of. The Yoman Humit Ba'er Ketzat Noisa Levado Achrona Bunker. He writes in his diary, yeah, he's the last one left alone in this bunker. Kushugoses Bara'ab Ubisurim Kashim. And he's on the verge of death because of hunger and terrible Yusurim. Yadua lo ki oid mispa shoiz fushuv lo ye ben achayim. He knows that od ma'at, minutes, hours, I don't know what Shaotya means, he knows he's not going to be amongst the living. Ha'esho be'eres sivivoysav helechus mitkareves el ha'bunker shelo, the fire that was burning, was getting closer and closer to where his bunker was. U'mistapeka, no, so he had a shalom. He had the following shalom. Listen to the shalom, and he has the presence of mind to write it in a diary. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what the mamish law. So he has the following shalom. Listen to the shalom that he has. Ha'im la'achli shatzmo la'esh, shimamedu meres ligialov. He can minimize the suffering that he's going to go through. He's going to die anyway. There's no ways he can save himself. So maybe he should just jump into the fire and end it and get it over with. And in such a way, he'll avoid terrible suffering. That's the one side of the shalom. He was very super whether he should do this. And he writes this down. Maybe the Rotzen Hashem is that he should live for another few hours. Until the fire comes and kills him. But he jumps into the fire, wait for the fire to come through. Even though that the end is the same. The fire is, that's it, it's game over. But do you suffer for a while longer and not kill yourself? Or do you, that was a Shali year. It was a Shali year. That's some shala. And you can't pick up the phone and ask a shala. He's sitting there in a state of ghosts from hunger and suffering and pain, and he's writing this in his diary. Toch kadei ksivus advarim niska atzir b'sipur mereisov v'tereisov shel echad ha'yudim b'zman ha'inquisitzia b'svad. In the middle of this state of confusion, I mean, he was in a state of confusion, but he wrote a very clear, lucid report of the event. And they found this diary. It's unbelievable. And we're reading it now. So you remember a mice that happened in the Inquisitia. Now, how we found out about this mice in the Inquisitia, I don't know. It's a question. But I do believe, is anybody out there that knows, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that the Chofetz Chaim called over this mice at the Levi of his son, the Kever of his son. The Chofetz Chaim lost the son of Honnetzlan, and I think he called over this Maisa at the Levi. If there's anybody that knows that that's not true, please tell me, because I don't want to tell over something wrong, but I don't know why I have it in my head that that's where the story was first known. Okay, so we're leaving Germany now, and we're going to zoom the camera across to Spain in the Middle Ages during the Inquisition. Now in Spain, Anusim Besvad Shomer Besay said you don't come, but I'm on top of Peg Gimel if anyone wants to know. But Oid She Kelape Chutz Heim Amidu Ponim Kilu Heim Chaim Kenoitzri. The Anusim, the first ones in Spain, they lived in the hidden recesses of their lives, they lived like from Jews. But outside, the external facade that they displayed to the world was that of being Christian, good, loyal Christians. It was very dangerous. There were lots of spies, a lot of people looking out for you. The Inquisition itself was trying to catch more people. They knew what was going on. It was very dangerous, and if you got caught, you got burnt at the stake. Achad ha-mishpachos ha-mukhoberes b'svad atzlichu lishma al-yudotoy b'seisa ad shenidgalta al-yaday Inquisition. It was a very Hoshua family that continued to keep the Yiddish guard, at the same time be a very honorable family because they were very good Christians on the outside. But they got caught by the Inquisition. Yedida Mishpacha Bov didn't get caught. They got it was revealed to the Inquisition they were about to get caught. Yedida Mishpacha Bov Bezerotam Ki Arshil Tonot Omedes Loitro. A friend of theirs came to warn them that you're about to get caught. You better run away. As Barak Hachroi Matzlichu Limalet Urum Vuchaisa Kol Hem Nodu B'Meshach Shvot B'Mokom L'Mokom Ad She Yitzlichu L'Gia L'Machan HaPlitim B'Morocco. they couldn't take anything with them. They had to run. They had moments to that. The father took the wife and the kids, and they went and they ran with nothing, with shirts on their back. And they wandered around like refugees, wandering around until eventually they arrived in a refugee camp in Morocco. You can imagine what a refugee camp in those days looked like in Morocco. Poverty and hunger, and disease, and a terrible, terrible, terrible situation they had there. Went from being a very muhammad family overnight to being totally destitute in a refugee camp in Morocco. And then came a plague, a magaifa, magaifa. Today we know what that looks like a little bit. Amagaifa pilu cholalim rabbi ma'od al yamin val small. People were dying left and right. Ve'echad habakrim lo is'orim mishnosa echad mildeh. Ve'echad habakrim, one morning, one son, one of the children wake up. Lo'ovaz man rav kola yeladim meisu b'magaifa. All these children died in this plague, Rahman and Itzla. Ha'im mishtadlu litchazek ve'lashrim es gorolam ulam b'sof meisa gam ha'ema magaifa. Imagine the two parents left trying to in this Moroccan refugee camp after what they'd been through, trying to machazak each other and stay sane. In the end, the mother died as well from the magaifa. Nosa aves einas lilishamayim v'omon. Now, how we know that the father did this, I have no idea. And I'm just thinking this is what's written here, and if he wrote it, he must have had some source for it. Nosa aves einas lilishamayim v'omon. So the father turned his eyes to Shemayim and he said like this. Ribayni Shaloilo, Yodaya Ani Shekola Taloi Shaovru Allah Hayanisayoi. Allah, sorry, Nisayoi. I know that everything I've been through since we left Spain is a Nisayon. Hamada Toiti Minisayon Kaday Levakiach im Khalila Apsik Lahamin Bach Uloivotcha. You put me through this test because you want to see whether, despite everything you're doing to me, I'll stop having imun in you and I'll stop loving you. עד אתה לא הצלחת לשבור אותי ולגרם לכך שהפסיק להאמין לא אוהב אותך. Up to now you've done what you've done and you haven't been able to get me to give up my emunah and my love for you. מה עוד אתה יכול לקחת ממני? What else can you take from me? רק שני דברים לא ישראלי. There's only two things that I have that you can take from me. הראשון אלו הם חי. The first one is my love. The second is the emunah that I have in you. Im reitza talitol eschai, harei haim nesurim lecho. Hanashom olach v'aguf shalcho. You want to take my life? That's your right. In the contract, that's right into the system. Hanashom is yours, the guf's yours. You want it, gesund, take it. Ulam, im rotzea talitol memen es emunose boch, ve'es avosi olecho. But if you want to take away my emunah, you want to take away the love that I have for you, it's elu lo to lakachti mimeni. That you can't take from me, I'm sorry. Ahavti alecha, ki sheli, rak sheli. The love I have for you is mine and only mine, and you can't interfere with that, I'm sorry. Wait, okay? Unbelievable. Zu b'chinas tzelem elokim shenotu bono kosh baruch hu. That's the aspect of tzelem elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Kashem shaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yochol. Same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this area is kol yochol. Gam yudi kol yochol, so to a Jew in this area it's kol yochol. Ukhvi yochol afilu kol yochol kenegra kodesh baruch hu. And in this area kol yochol, he's even kol yochol kenegra kodesh baruch hu. Who's also kol yochol? That's we're not going to go into the whole philosophy of that. Trying to get a sense of strength out of the Jew is, and that's what a Jew has inside. Noir v'nifla. Now, cut from Spain and let's go back to the bunker back in Europe. את המילים הללו זוכה יהודי עציר באיזושהי היסטוריה בבונקר. This Meiser from the Inquisition writes in his diary, this kid, and he remembers this story. וכך הוא כוסף ביומון. Now he carries on his diary. Now we're back reading his diary. כאשר נזכרתי בסיפור זה, when I remember this story, קלטת לי לפתע כי רגועים אלו בהם אני מתעין עם עצמי האם לקפוץ לאש ולקצה אסחיה או לא. These few moments that I have here of my life, and I'm busy clearing, should I shorten my life? Shouldn't I shorten my life? I suddenly realized these are the most important moments I've ever had in my life. It never was in my life such an important moment. Ve'ragayim elu yesh li milchama kiviyachol irati nes. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in a war with Hashem, he says. Ve'bekoichi lenetzach oto. And I have the ability to win Hashem, to beat Hashem, yeah. Ve'ragayim elu nitenes li hizdamnut lochiach ahava mochletes v'dveikas gemura b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. In these last moments of our life, I have the opportunity to megale, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to prove that I have a total love and dveikas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avu she'olam lo zechiti lo. I never had this opportunity. It's a bit like Rabbi Akiva, kol chayim chakiti, my whole life I waited for this moment. Va'isa shagor alis upone HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'oma. Continues the diary. When the hope is Ephes, there's no hope, and there's no reason and no purpose in continuing to live. I know now that everything you put me through is a nisayon and a mifchan. What's nisayon? It's a mifchan I'm going into now. Let's just use the word test for now, but it's more than that, much more than that. Am I going to carry on loving you? Am I going to carry on wanting to learn Torah and keep mitzvahs? Nilchemes bonu, nilchem tebi, ulam lo shabat oti. You're fighting me, you're fighting you, you're at war against me, you'll never break me, Hashem, sorry. The korov ta'acho is bi ha'esh, v'tachol oti. Any minute now the fire is going to come and completely eat me up. I'm not running to die, I'm not giving up a second of my life. These few moments that I've got left that you've given me, they do have a tachlis. Tachlis and lochiach lecha shegam im achaim shenatateli hoifchim liyois chaim shel yusurot poit. Even if you'll turn these last few moments in my life into the worst suffering, the morot kol zois, despite that, I'm a oitze hayoka sheyesh biyadei. They are the most precious treasure house that we have in our hands. And you carry more, they're very, very precious. And to also, you carry manu v'achiyach lecha shela oilam latucha ligrom lanu shelo oivotcha. Because in these moments, I can prove to you that you can't do anything that will stop me loving you. Yoich latali toles chayeinu. You can take our lives. Ach lo, tuchol litol mitanu yisav oseinu alecha. I don't know why he's writing the plural. That's what he's writing. You can't, you can take away my life, but you can never ever take away the love that I have for you. Vavtiachani lecho, he says, I promise you, Ribono shel Olam, she'ad harega ha'acharon, to the last moment, amshich lelachem kenedcho, v'amshich la'ochoiz, v'avos yelech. I'm going to hold on to the love that I have for you, no matter what you do, what you want, do whatever you want, lochpati. I'm not giving up my love for you. That's what these moments are there for, is to prove to you that I love you. Okay, so that's the story. Whatever you do with the story, that's your business. But I've never read a story like this before. This kid, he wrote this diary. But that's what he was doing in the last moments of his Yisurim Noiraim. In this story and all the others like them, we can say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got up and said, you beat me, my child. You won, you won, you're right, you won. Like Moshe Rabbeinu when he took away the luchos from Hashem. Eze nachas from the father when Moshe Rabbeinu takes away the luchos. Eze nachas from the father when the son beats him, or the wife in this case. That's what a yid is. That's what we have. That's what we have inside of us. This is who we are. Problem is, we don't know. We've been so influenced and so overwhelmed by non-Jewish thinking throughout our lives that we sometimes forget who we are. But when push comes to shove, we remember who we are. That's who we are. We betzel melokim and we call Yochel afilu k'viyochel k'neged Hashem. Obviously not against him, it's what he wants, but yeah, that's what it looks like sometimes. There's a war with you and Hashem. And Hashem's testing to you, see, do you still love me? And that's the opportunity that a person has, the very precious, rare opportunity that people get. See, Purim Eilu, I don't know, you want to carry on or you can still breathe? You still, everybody's still okay out there? Want to check the pulses? Yeah, we can carry on. Sipurim Eilu Vo'ed Rabbi Machairim, Evan Chishim, Umavarim, Es Utsmas Akesha Vadvaita Shigilt Umagala, the Paul Dor Akale Biochus Akale. Like we said earlier, the 2,000 years of Ikfim Mashiach is where Tafkat is dark, where the bunker is burning, where the Christians are pursuing you to kill you because you're still trying to keep Yiddishkeit. In the 2,000 years of Ikfim Mashiach, where it's not Esamachas and Kriyas Yamf and Tzadik V'Toivlo, it's Tzadik V'Ralo, so there, that's where the Kala gets an opportunity to prove the dedication and commitment and loyalty. Ki Yosheves Adayin, וממתינה לו וכי ישראל איך בעלה מדין סיין היא מצפה לו שיחזור. She's waiting, loyally waiting for the ship to come in, waiting for Kodesh Baruch Hu to come back, but Kali is loyal עד הסוף. נצא ללמדים שקשר אבא בין עם ישראל ובין השם יסברוך הוא קשר שאין לנו בו הסוגה בתפיסה גבוה מעל גבוה ממש. I think it's safe to say, he says, that this love relationship that Kali Israel, that exists between Kali Israel and Hashem Yisbarach, is a relationship that we can't grasp. We get hints of it, but we can't grasp the depths of this relationship. It's way above what's called way above. It's mitromem, very far away from us. Kashir di oimet v'shoelis atzmei mi ani. When a Jew stops, in a moment of quiet reflection, when a Jew stops and says mi ani, who am I? What am I? Atshuv yigavur b'leisa. The answer is what we've shown up to now. The answer is very, 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 very elevated. Anira Yosun Shela Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like we saw in the last chapter, you can also say Ani Bechori, I'm Hashem's only child. That's valid as well. And you're also Kodesh Baruch Hu's beloved wife. Tachni Sabriya Kulu Lotucha Letzeit El Apoel Baladi. And the entire purpose of the Bria, and you look at the Bria, you see that it's very, very multifaceted and complex and very, 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 very well put together and organized. That's all for me. This whole Bria, the whole massive universe is all for me, and without me, it couldn't fulfill its purpose. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Yesh Kviyochol Dira B'Tachtoinim. Sorry, this is just driving me a bit nuts. I'm just going to switch off this phone. Sorry, I forgot to do it before I started. La Kodesh Baruch Hu Yesh Kviyochol Dira B'Tachtoinim. Ubedira Zu Ani Rayose Ani Kalose. As we said earlier, a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Misav a Kodesh Baruch Hu Dira B'Tachtoinim. Hashem wanted to have a place where he could, so to speak, dwell in the lower world. And I'm providing him with that, and I'm his das, and I'm his kale, and I'm living in, and I'm providing him with the space for him to come live. Yitochen amnam she'enenu chay al pi mitziyuzu, ach ein ze mshane es hamitziyus hamitit, sh'arei uvda ha'yisub kala, ki mitziyus mamash. I might not be living like that, but that doesn't change the mitziyus for a minute. That is the mitziyus. That is the Metzias. Whether you're living like that, you're connected or not, right now doesn't change the fact that is the Metzias. When a person understands this MS, understands it properly, internalizes it, gets it into his head, that I'm Hashem's only child and also his wife, the next step, the next obvious step is that he realizes that he has a very unique purpose in this world. Nobody else in the world, I don't care whether it's the God Ador, I don't care whether it's the Novi Ador, I don't care if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu, cannot fulfill my tachlis. They can't, only I can. Al Adam Loch Shoev, person should think. Think, not just sort of let the thought whiz through his head once. Think about this long and hard. Actually, the kuda b'tafkid shebishvilam nivrati ubo ani yochid b'olamim. There's a certain point, a certain place that for which I was created, And that's why I'm a yochid in this world. The Maseilas Yesharim says it, I've mentioned this many, many times. He says that a person needs to know before he does anything, is ma'achavosoi ba'olamoi. That's in the singular. What's my unique obligation, my unique tachlis in my unique world? That's a very important thing for a person to realize. You're living in your own world. And at the same time, you have to live in a world with everybody else. You don't go live on an island and live as a hermit because Bishvili Reilam and I'm a yachid and I live alone. No, no, no. Torah doesn't let you do that. This is one facet of the Dharma. There's many facets. Other facets, you have to get married, you have to children, you have to live in a community. Just focusing on this Nakuda, where a person in these pnimiyas understands you, yochid ba'olam. Nakuda zu hi cheda yichud kviyochol sheyesh liyudim akodesh baruch. This is a space called the cheda yichud, which a person has kviyochol with akodesh baruch. Adam, amnam yoichel akadesh kama noshim bebasachas. Now the law is if you get 10 women, you want to make Kaddish 10 women, you say to them all, Hare atem mukudash li tabaot zu, you have to give each one obviously a shalach pruta, but you make Kaddish them all at one go. About mitzvahs yichud, the nisuin, the final stage of the nisuin, I don't know if I'm showing where exactly the nisuin takes place, but the yichud, which is the kium of the nisuin, that you're going to do with one at a time. If there's anybody else in the Chayri Yichud except you and your wife, that's not called Yichud, then the Nisuin is not Chal. I'm not doing a Lachi Kli now, because I'm not going to get the Loch of it now. But by Ashkenazi, we do everything. We see all the Shittas by the Nisuin. Gam the Chuppah, Gam the Chayri Yichud, Akol. But the bottom line is Yichud means Yichud. Kach ken rochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh yachas ishi klape kol echad. That's the relationship has, Hashem has with each of us. We each have a chayli yichud, we are aligned with Hashem. Hadavah mitbatem nisoynes shelo, where do you see this expressed? The Maisa, that's very nice. These are lovely, lofty words, but my, you know, let's get real. You know, I'm not in a chayli yichud with Hashem. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of, maybe now during Corona, we feel a little bit more, you know, chayli yichud with Hashem, about still even then, there's a wife and there's kids, and there's a lot going on in our homes. We're not on a, you know, in a desert island, and it's just me and Hashem, and it's all utopia. There's a lot of kachas. So where do we see this? Where do we see this expressed? So he says, in your unique nisyonos, the kishreinos, the talents you have, your strengths. We're called prat for prat matzavik. Each aspect, each detail of your unique existence, that's your chedi yichud with Hashem. Your needs are not your next door neighbor's needs. What's good for you is not good for the next guy. What your talents are, what you're good at, what your vision is. Kashem Shapat Sufer Mishtanos Kachdeo Sam Mishtanos. It's one of the miracles, one of the greatest miracles there is. Kashem Shapat Sufer Mishtanos. Our faces are different. Are they exactly the same? They're exactly the same. There's nothing different my face to your face, and yet they all are different. No two faces identical. Even identical twins, there's always something subtly different. And yet, you see, everyone's the same, and yet the faces are not the same. In the same way, the personalities are not the same. They may look the same. They may look like we're all about out there doing the same kind of stuff, but there's something unique about each year, and has to find out what that is. It's our obligation to discover who you are. Not everybody enjoys the same thing. Not everybody's good at the same thing. Not everybody's... We're all very, very different. Hadavang mitpatem nisoynes shelo, kishreinus ubekol prat prat matzav. Yishna manyanim sheraku yoichel lebatzel ha'sislaman Hashem. The things that only I can do, no one else can do them. Kiryachal Hashem is brach mechakeloi, Hashem's waiting for him. The gam, kol abriya kula mechakeloi. The whole world's waiting for him to get his act together. Shai baladov, lo tovah, abriya lift klasa. Because without him, what he has to do, there's a big hole in the priya. Priya needs to be mashlim. And kol zman, one person, of doing what he's supposed to be doing. And since no one else can do that, so then there's a hole. There's a big gaping hole in the priya. We have to just add, yeah, he says, after we've said everything we've said up to now. Oh, we have to stop, or we'll just finish this paragraph, then I'll stop. Amnam bi'anu b'hachobah she'kodesh baruch hu sidah v'boreh sa'olam v'oifim k'zeh she'anachnu k'yodoch v'nleistim lo es torosteinu v'mitzvoseinu v'avdoseinu. Even though we've said that HaKodesh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way that we give him our Torah, our mitzvahs, and our avodah. V'komon rishba'a b'arichas, as we explained at length up to now. you could still have, and we'll leave you with this wonderment, you could still have a serious, serious look what's going on here. Nicha, good. Kol Shmochu Tzarichet Kol Yubi Oyved Hashem Kol Echad Va'an Nisoyinim Echad Lo. Hashem is every Yid, but he is unique. Nisoyinus, wonderful. V'matzovu V'kol Prati Chayiv Yesh Behem Nachas Ruach Miyuchad L'Boir Oilom. In his situation and all the details of his life, Hashem has some Nachas Ruach, unique Nachas Ruach, each one gives Hashem whatever that means. I don't know what that's worth. Ach, Keitzad Novin, but how do we understand? Here's the bombshell question. This is how we started this whole book. How is it that there's a Jew who's not doing any mitzvahs? He's not keeping anything. He's not a vegetable just lying there doing nothing. He's doing against. Hashem, for him, also prepared a mashkiah so much. Adkan. For today, and we'll see you, Mitzvah Hashem. There's still a demand for Shir on a Friday, then we'll carry on Friday, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Erev Shabbos, see you then. Okay. Any questions? I can hang around for a few minutes if you want.
Thank you, Rav Shira.
No, okay. Have a great day. We'll set it up. All the best, Rabbi Issa.
Thank you.
Take good care.